Kimberly Geary, KimberlyGeary.ca, Facebook.com/KimberlyGeary, Twitter.com/KimberlyGeary. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Langford Now. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I have lived in Langford for 6 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I worked as a cabinetmaker and tradeswoman for 6 years. As a mother of young children, I now work part-time in a store teaching woodworking and helping people with woodworking projects. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have 3 years experience chairing a board of a nonprofit preschool. During my time as president, the school saw unprecedented challenges to its long history of a business model founded on a cooperative community and accessible quality preschool education. I've taken my experience of community advocacy to executive positions on the Parent Advisory Committee, which has involved work in our local learning community as well as our broader community. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am running for council because engagement with your local government is something that should be celebrated. As a city councillor, I will listen to residents, consider the expertise from staff and local professionals, and help create systems of support for those who need it most. I believe development should foster connections, create enjoyable spaces, and improve the quality of life of our communities. I support progressive policies that protect the people who live in Langford, our local businesses, and our environment. I am here to listen and work with communities. What are your top three issues? 1. Developing communities. Encouraging development that works for and invests in community and the quality of life of our residents. 2. Environmental stewardship. Creating a culture of decision-making that prioritizes environmental protection as a way of supporting Langford's social and economic health. 3. Community engagement. Making sure residents have input into and feel invested in how our community grows and changes, by creating meaningful ways for residents to engage with city staff and council. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Langford is one of the fastest-growing communities in Canada and is committed to shouldering the growth for the CRD. Yet we are growing quickly in a climate crisis and an uncertain future of unaffordability. I see Langford pivoting from its existing approach of incentivizing development to a new stage where development becomes an investment in our communities. Our green spaces will be front and center when we are prioritizing land use decisions so we are protecting our natural environment, creating climate resilience and improving quality of life. And we will make sure the needs of our residents across the spectrum of incomes are met so life is affordable. What's one big idea you have for your community? When talking to residents in Langford, I hear a lot about the traffic and congestion. To alleviate the pressure on roads and improve the quality of life of our residents, I want to create an active transportation plan in Langford. This would set up Langford for more competitive applications for grants to improve active transportation infrastructure, for example, to address the challenge of safely crossing the Trans-Canada Highway by bike or on foot. It would also look at how well different neighborhoods are connected to regional trails. We need a plan that creates a range of solutions that will look different compared to our neighboring municipalities in the region. Working with the Sooke School District, we also need to address safe routes to school for all ages and promote active transportation to our next generation of commuters.